Oh, they've done it. Golden State Warriors, for the second time in 3 years, they are NBA champions. 129 to 120 in the end. Kevin Durant, the Durantula, 39 points. LeBron James, 41 points. Let's see how Dick Fane saw it all. G'day, Dick.
Hey boys, I got to follow my sword on this one. I was cheering for Cleveland all the way through, and they weren't able to repeat what they did for me last year, and that was pull off the upset win in the finals. But it was a good series. I mean, the last three games, highly entertaining, highly competitive, and yeah. I don't really think the 4-1 final in the series really told the story of how close the series was.
Better rounded team, mate. The Golden State Warriors just too good.
Yeah, too deep, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think I underestimated, as I mentioned last week, underestimated the effect that Kevin Durant would have in a finals-type series because he had played in a finals before. He was not able to beat LeBron in that one. He was not able to get Oklahoma City over the top. He's clearly a different player now than he was a few years back, much more versatile. As talented as he was raw and talented last time he was in the NBA finals. He is not raw anymore. And while he's not I'm not going to put him at LeBron James's level because he had so many great players around him. I think anybody was able to see that LeBron James, with the exception of Kyrie Irving, who played outstanding basketball, one-on-one basketball at times, he would kind of fall off in certain occasions as well. Other than Kyrie Irving, LeBron really had no help, guys. I mean, Cleveland, that was one of the things that really surprised me. I really thought that Cleveland's bench was going to be able to hang with Golden State's bench. I thought that Cleveland's bigs, Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson, were going to be able to dominate the boards. They didn't. In fact, they got dominated on the glass. Those were the things that really surprised me about this series and turned it into a Golden State win. Just a lack of help for LeBron James. But, you know, other than a couple of years with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, he should be he should expect no help by now. Cavalier teams have rarely given him any help since he's been in Cleveland, either the first time or the second time.
What about the NBA now? There's one standout team, quite clearly by a margin, and then there's another standout team by a margin. It's a great rivalry, but what does it say about the NBA overall? Is it healthy for it, Dick?
I don't think it is. I really don't. I think the outlook is pretty bleak. I mean, yes, dynasties are fun to talk about, but they're usually fun to talk about, when you look back at the great teams and the great dynasties. But I really don't see anybody touching Golden State right now. And, the odds just came out for the 2018 finals. And no team in the history of American sports, basketball or otherwise, no team in the history of American sports has ever been a 2-3 favorite to win the championship the next year. They are the only odds-on favorite in the history of American sports.
Right.
And so that's how big a gap there is right now. And you know me, I don't like to touch 2-3 odds.
No.
Even though my head tells me that Golden State's going to win the championship next year, I mean, what are you really winning if you put your money on Golden State?
Yeah, well, that's the problem when you got to sit through 1,400 matches just to see the same result.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, there's no question.
That's not healthy for any competition.
No, it's not. And you know, we'll be fired up for it again next year. And really the only way I see the Cleveland being able to get over the top and beat Golden State next year is if something unfortunate happens to Steph Curry or Kevin Durant. And that would obviously even the playing field if there's some sort of injury or Draymond Green goes crazy and gets suspended for 5 games or something like that. I mean, if it's just Golden State as presently constituted against Cleveland as presently constituted, they're going to win it again next year.
Yeah. Maybe there's a challenge there for Cleveland from a recruitment point of view, that might be a story for another day. Hey, Dick, we've got to fly. We've got the news chasing us. Appreciate that, mate. We'll speak next week.
Dustin Johnson in the open this week, boys.
Thank
you. DJ.
Go DJ. He'd be short too. Yeah. $1.55 Golden State at tab.com.au. Cleveland, $4. And then Boston, $12. San Antonio, $13. And Dustin Johnson, $9 for the golf if you want to follow Dick's tip.